That's right. Rentfree1310 at gmail.com. If there's something that's just been living in your mind for years and years, or even days or weeks or seconds, Corby, rentfree1310 at gmail.com. And the P1s have delivered yet again. And we start with Kevin. No, not Lando, but good P1 Kevin.
From the office.
He says, guys, I think this reference is probably 20 to 25 years old, but it lives rent-free. Damn near every time I play golf or drive by a golf course, all I can hear is Danny singing Golf Takes Priority over the show. I haven't heard it on the air in years. Would love to hear it if you can find it. Kevin. And I think this is one of the greatest bit songs we've ever had in the history of this station.
Couldn't do an interview cause he worked on the tee box. He had to leave spring training early so he could get back here to play golf. And we're tired of these excuses, and we're tired of being short, and we're tired of being the bridesmaid to a half-assed second-tier sport. And once again. Golf takes priority over the show.
So good. And I agree. And even though I like golf, man, I do find myself calling it a half-assed second-tier sport because of the song.
I loved every time Corby would talk about playing golf, I would just start playing that. He's like, oh, stop it. I'm not taking priority.
Genius. Thank you for that.
Brilliant.
Kevin. All right, let's move on to Hunter. Hunter Dale, good P1. He sent the YouTube video just without any context, and then he sent a follow-up email a day later. He says, I realized I sent no context. This is what I think of rent-free every time I hear someone say that somebody else is wrong. And this has, I think, become a meme. Mm-hmm. And these are two dudes in a living room, and they're arguing about The Wizard of Oz.
Huh.
And this is about 25 seconds.
Okay.
And Libby in promo is shaking her head. She knows exactly what this is.
Hold on! Her sister was a witch, right? And what was her sister? A princess! The Wicked Witch of the East, bro!
They're gonna stab him.
You're gonna look at me and you're gonna tell me that I'm wrong? Am I wrong?
My favorite
she wore a crown and she came down in a ball game,
I'm not fighting with you.
Grow up!
I'm not fighting
bro.
With you.
Grow up!
Get educated.
Okay.
Get educated.
I love that. That means we're healing. When the bros are arguing about Wizard of Oz, this is what you need to have shouting matches about.
Well, we got the sequel to Wicked coming out in like a month and a half, 2 months, so maybe...
Her sister was a witch, bro.
and he's just physically gyrating up in his face. It's just like, how could you get that worked up about a movie from the 30s?
Is there a long version of that where they're just going on for 20 minutes?
That's
about,
the only one I've heard. I don't know.
I would love to see this full... argument. Her sister was a witch.
But thank you, Hunter, for that. All right, let's go to P1 Allen. He says, I have this quote from Gordo, live spot, ? Stuck in my head from about 15 years ago. I haven't heard it in a long time. He says, do you like trying new things? Do you like only the best food? I may have the exact quote wrong, but it stands out how beaten he sounded. Hopefully y'all still have the drop. Love your buns, Alan. And we do not have the drop. We've looked. But what this is, and if you're a true P1, you probably understand that there's times where Gordo has to do a live spot and he doesn't have his copy ready. And all this was he knew he was doing a live spot for the restaurant that he, that he was doing it for at the time. I forget the name, but this is just him vamping. That's all that is.
And I think the quote was, do you like trying new restaurants? Do you like only the best food?
Yeah.
Man, we played that so much. That was probably... So I remember hearing it in about 2009 or so. It was getting a lot of run with Groups,
which,
on the board.
Like he said, about 15 years ago.
We lost so much gold.
Well,
got to make some more gold.
I mean, it's probably labeled something else. We just have no idea. Because
maybe the Unticket has it.
Nothing's uniform. All right, let's go to... this is from Dan. He says, Junior Miller's daughter saying the ticket in a deep voice, which has actually made it into a legal ID at the end of the Musers, which is great. And he also says, the teenage girls in the commercial saying, ooh, seriously, so gross. I think this is progressive, or Geico. This is from about a decade ago, mm-hmm. too. Do we have that, Ham?
You know, weight loss programs can be expensive, so to save some money, I just got the popular girls from the local middle school to follow me around.
Ew.
Seriously?
So gross.
Ew.
Seriously?
That is so gross.
Ew.
Seriously?
Dude, that is so totally gross.
Gross, I know.
There's an easier way to save. Geico.
Okay. Yeah. Geico.
Greatness.
Well,
yeah, that was a big one on NFL Sundays about 10 to 12 years ago.
It was.
Like every single break, I was like, oh, yeah, we get the is.
Seriously.
So gross.
And when I heard it initially, I didn't think much of it. But now that I have an 11-year-old and soon-to-be 15-year-old.
Is that all they do to you?
They just think I'm an idiot. So it's not just so gross. It's just that tone. I know that tone. I hear it all the time.
What are you wearing, Dad? So gross.
Well, they'll see this fire Gillespie's kid, and they'll be jealous. All right, let's go to Adrian. Adrian says, I VCR'd every Super Bowl back in the day. I think many of us did that. Mm-hmm. Sean Williams motivating his Giants teammates has lived rent-free in my mind for over 24 years, and I think you'll understand why. And this was when the Ravens absolutely beat the brakes off the Giants in Super Bowl 35. And I don't remember this happening, but luckily he sent video and audio of this, and I'm guessing that NBC or ABC, whoever was airing this game, did not expect to hear this.
Let's meet the Giants defensive starters at free safety from UCLA, number 36, Sean Williams.
So that was NBC. Okay. So Greg Gumbel's just moving me right along. But also the Get Some drop, which he was saying Get Some. That's what I think of when I hear that.
Get Some. That was Full Metal Jacket, right?
Yeah.
Because I remember hearing that drop before I saw the movie Full Metal Jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I saw it for the first time, I was like, oh. Okay, that's what the drop is from.
Well, and hearing that and seeing that video was also reminiscent of what happened this past Sunday between the Cowboys and Giants when Drew Phillips came away with an interception.
My God.
Ran to the end zone, and the live mic picked up him saying something, we are not going to play.
You didn't want
to? No, I'm good.
I'm surprised that, we didn't mention that in Sweet Sounds and Observations on Monday.
No.
But my gosh. And they paused at the very inopportune moment.
Yeah, Joe Davis and Greg gave him a second just to get that out there, and it was shocking to say the least. You can go find it on your DVR if you really want to know. All right, let's finally, let's move on to Stuart. Stuart says,
look at what I can do.
Hello, I recently attended a conference in Portland, Oregon. Weather was great. He sent this back in July.
Okay.
For people in my similar, somewhat obscure job, because we all share the same profession, a common question during networking, icebreakers, etc., is do you like your job? Alluding to where you work, your boss, colleagues, etc. Of course, I immediately think about Grego, which was before my time as a P1, but I've heard it a million times. A couple times I responded with, maybe I don't understand the question, but I feel I had to stifle my laughter, and I didn't think anybody got the reference. Love the show. Thank you to Stuart. And I'm guessing it's been so long since Grego was a regular part of the station.
Mm-hmm.
It's
October of 07.
So we're bumping up on 20 years.
Yeah.
And this was late in the Grego era, as the late, great former police chief, David Kunkel, was in studio. I believe this was the day Rhines was out.
And it was Grego by himself that day, I think. I think Corby was out.
Okay.
And I think it was just Grego and maybe someone else filling in. But Grego was doing all the formatics that day.
Which that, just to hear that back in the day was jarring. And this, of course, gave us a classic ticket moment, which Stuart was alluding to.
We were talking with the number one cop in Dallas, the number one cop, the commissioner, chief of police, David Kunkel. What, do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's
That wasn't the question. Do you like your job?
No, I said, maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay. Do you like being chief of police?
Hell yeah.
Amazing.
That's a great first date bit. If you're just like, hey, do you do you like your gig? And she's like, oh, you know, I enjoy. No, wasn't the question. Wasn't the question.
And you're still single.
Well, you get to feel it out.
Okay.
If she laughs at it, then you know you have something.
That's true.
If not, you move on.
It's like a P1 litmus test. The thing I like the most from that, and I know it's a drop, and I'll start conversations with my wife simply by saying, what,
What,
What, Just walk in the room. She's so
tired. Just do some overcussing. Some fake Grego overcusser.
How many $11,000 oboes are you going to buy today, honey?
Oh, no.
All right, there's some rent-free. So if you want to add to our dumb segment, rentfree1310@gmail.com is the email address. Thank you for all the P1s that do.